Paraquihi Pals.
Paraquihi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Perfectly chaotic sting. It's time for our first round of Paraquihi Pals here on 95BFM. We've got Radioactive on the line. Morning, Xavier.
Hello, how are we doing this morning?
So good, so lovely to connect and chat with you. Unfortunately, your regular host, Sunaina, is sick today, but we have you, so we're excited to catch up.
Yes, no, I'm very sort of grateful to step into Sunaina's shoes this morning, and obviously we're sending her lots of love and hoping that she gets better soon and rests up.
Yeah, get well soon vibes for Sunaina, everyone. You've also got Emma there, who's your producer, right?
Yes, yes.
Kia ora, Emma. So cool to chat. How are we feeling? How's the weather down in Pōneke, first of all?
It's beautiful today, to be honest. It's you know, usually crisp as Pōneke goes, but no, I think it's like, honestly, for winter, as optimal of a day as you can kind of get, to be honest.
It's kind of the same up here, like blue skies, very crisp. It is very chilly, but maybe that's just us being wussy little Aucklanders saying that we're finding it cold.
No, it's cold. It's cold everywhere at the moment. You guys are fine.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for the validation. What's been happening in Pōneke? I think we should just send some aroha your way, because we've been feeling the loss of Mu last week, and I know that would have been really huge for all of you down at Radioactive. I caught a little bit of the Roots and Culture tribute show to Mu, which I thought was just beautiful, and I know that your wider whānau will be feeling that loss.
Yeah, no. It was a very, very crazy day for us last Friday, finding out about Mu's passing. But yeah, no, it's been a little, we've been trying to keep it positive at Active, and we're obviously super grateful for all the aroha that everyone's sending in, and thank you to you guys as well for bringing that up now, because obviously Mu meant a lot to us, so means a lot to us, I should say. So yeah, thank you very much.
All good. You've also had a few sort of fun like OBs and stuff. I saw Don did the Amplifier show from a barber shop somewhere, is that right?
Yes, we had the Amplifier show live from Cuba Barbers last Friday, which was super, super fun. I unfortunately was not there. I was in the studio recording an interview at the time, but it looked like a nice ordeal. Someone got their head shaved, the back of their head shaved, and the logo.
Oh my god! I saw that on Instagram. That looked so good. That looked like a hard logo to shave onto someone's head.
Right?
There's a lot of sort of curved edges.
You know, it looked like a real fun time, to be honest.
I feel like you've set the new standard for like what should happen at an OB. Like someone's head should get shaved into a cool pattern.
We'd have to do someone with like a BFM tattoo next.
Oh my god!
Yes, no, definitely.
There's people out there, I've heard.
Oh, I'm sure there's people with B tattoos.
I hope so.
Do you reckon there's active tattoos?
Oh man, surely there's like a few out there.
Surely.
Maybe this should be the running thing, the competition on Paraquihi Pals. Who's the first station to find a fan with a tattoo?
Oh my god, yeah, that's a great one. We should tee that up.
If anybody of our texters has a BFM tattoo, please tell us right now so that we can brag.
Yes, no, same goes to any active listeners right now. Please send an email or give us a call or something.
Oh no, the Student Radio Network, we're just one big happy family, aren't we?
Right.
Xavier, so if you're not the regular breakfast host, what do you normally do at Radioactive?
I do a couple of things at Active. I, starting at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday, I host an interview segment called Limited Play, which is sponsored by NZ On Air Music, and I interview local artists and industry figures about their sort of formative records that they really love, that they deem to be sort of underrated or overlooked in some way, shape or form, essentially. And that normally runs for about 15, 20 minutes. Always a really nice time, just kind of a nice way for us to engage with the music that we love and get to know a little bit more about our favorite artists and, you know, figures around the country.
Mm.
And after that, I co-host the Tuesday Drive show with another Xavier, which is fun.
That's awesome.
That is hilarious. We are both ex-Drive hosts as well, so
love the Drive.
We know
vibes.
How much fun that is.
Yeah, and also I want to congratulate you guys on the new role as Breakfast host. How
thank
is
you.
That all going?
It's
oh,
good.
Thank you.
We haven't killed each other yet,
it's
Mel.
It's so great. Yeah, no, I haven't even lunged at you, Rosetta, so.
No, we're good. I think we're settling into our rhythm pretty well.
Mm.
The sleep schedule is adjusting. And everyone's been really lovely with their feedback, which is so nice. And
amazing.
It's just like what an honor and a privilege to get paid to make radio, eh?
I know.
Yeah.
It still doesn't feel real to me, but there are times it feels real. Like at 5:30 when the alarm goes off.
Yeah, that's like, oh, hang on.
I felt that this morning for sure.
What am I doing? But yeah, no, it's really lovely. And what an opportunity to be a part of a great station. And I'm sure you feel the same, you know, about Active.
No, exactly. No, Active's been so important to me over the last few years of my life. And it's just such a joy to be able to do stuff like this for the community that I love so much. And the SRN network that's really, you know, sort of informed so much of the person I am today. So, yeah.
Mm, and that's the thing, it like becomes kind of your home away from home, but it also becomes like kind of your whānau that you choose, you know.
100%.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we should listen to, we've each chosen a song. You've chosen a song for us by a group called Toka, an artist called Toka. Do you want to talk a little bit about this track?
Yes. So this is a track by Tochka, and they've been making music I think they've been releasing music since about 2018. Yeah, I think that's about right. And they're a close friend of mine, actually. And they just released a brand new mixtape on Bandcamp for free the other day. It is called Sala Samobójców, which is Polish for Suicide Room, which is the title of a very sort of infamous, very formative Tumblr text film, which was very influential to them as they were growing up, essentially. And the track that I've chosen to play off of it, the project is kind of like a experimental electronic hip hop type thing, sort of glitchy but also very fun vibes. And the track that I've chosen to play off of it is called, oh my gosh, sorry, I'm just looking at the lovely translation, the guide that they've provided on Bandcamp for us. This track is called Porobaczce, which also means in English, you like it?
Cool.
Question mark?
You like it.
But yeah, no, it's a good fun tape. It's awesome, completely off the wall. And this is probably one of the more kind of, I don't know, less crazy songs, but still, you know, very inventive and eclectic. And the whole tape is sort of based around samples, hence why it's for free on Bandcamp. But yeah, I love it. I'm going to be listening to it for the rest of the week, essentially. And I'm really excited to have it play out on both of our beautiful stations.
Okay, cool. Let's have a listen. I'm going to turn your mic down and turn the track on, and then we'll jump back on the air shortly.
I'm gonna have to put a snake in my Wow, that was cool. You there, Active?
Yes, we are here.
Hey, I like that track. That was cool.
Hey.
So those guys are
thank
called...
Thank you.
How do you say it? Tosha?
Tochka.
Tochka. I like it. It's very dark and mysterious and it sounds definitely like something I would hear on Radioactive when I tune in when I'm down.
No, that's great. I'm glad that we can attribute Toshka's sound to Active.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That was a wild ride.
We're talking over a track by Awning. This track is called Cardboard Boat. These guys are a Tamaki Makaurau-based group and they put out an album the week before last, and it's a self-titled album. It's their debut. It's very cool. I like it a lot.
We're so excited to have this play out too.
We had a live to air with them a couple of months ago, and it's just gone. The video has been put up on our YouTube now, so if people want to check out some live footage of these guys, they are very, very cool, and you can check it out on YouTube.
Oh, amazing! So the track was called
Cardboard
Sorry,
Boat.
What again? Cardboard Boat. Okay, beautiful.
Such a pleasure to catch up and connect with you guys down in Te Whanganui a Tara. Thank you so much for making the time for this. We really appreciate it, and we love the SRN, and we love Radioactive.
We love you all the way back up to Tamaki. Thank you so much for having us on Potakui here. That's amazing.
Oh, thanks, Xavier.
Just
lots
wholesome
of love.
Vibes and warm fuzzies all around. You're listening to Cardboard Boat by Awning. Thank you so much, Radioactive.
Thank you. Thank you so much, B.
Ka kite.